Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and it is Friday, October 19th, 2012. We're here to talk about movies and toys and all kinds of fun stuff. Of course, video game stuff's in another episode, but we'll get to that later. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Taken 2 with $21.9 million, followed closely by Argo, $19.5 million, Sinister with $18 million, Hotel Transylvania with $17.2 million, and Here Comes the Boom at $11.8 million. New this week, you can see Alex Cross. I wrote Alex Ross. Why did I do that? Paranormal Activity 4 and some other movies in limited release, not featuring Alex Ross. In the news, Newsweek is going out of print. That's pretty newsworthy. The final printed issue is currently scheduled for December 31st. I am now hearing Tom Hanks drop the F-bomb on Good Morning America, and I missed it. Supposedly, a new Ghostbusters movie is going to be shot next summer with three of the four original Ghostbusters. Bill Murray will not be in it. It's currently slated for 2014, the 30th anniversary of the original movie. Heathcliff, the other orange cat, got licensed for a CG movie update. There's a new TV show, too, to confuse kids as to why there's another orange cat character in addition to Garfield. Granted, Heathcliff came first, but anyway. Warner Brothers won the lawsuit with the Jerry Siegel estate over Superman, so that movie will come out next year. Robot Chicken got renewed for a seventh season. Speaking of Tom Hanks, he is apparently planning on still making that Major Matt Mason movie, which is based on Mattel's flexible Spaceman figure toy line from the 1960s. Just an excuse to get a new action figure line, I'd really like to see this happen. On sale at Entertainment Earth! We have two sales. Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com right now to see them. One, Lego. Buy one Lego set, get another for 25% off. We also have museum replicas on sale. Buy one, get one 20% off. This means you can get Lego sets for yourself, high-end prop replicas, also for yourself, costuming stuff for yourself, and if you're feeling generous, maybe you can get a Lego set for your kids. I'm just saying you could. You don't have to. No one's forcing your hand. But we got some great deals at sale.entertainmentearth.com right now. And as the person who posts these things to the web, I can tell you there's a lot more coming to the point of ridiculousness. So take advantage of these sales because the museum replicas one ends on Tuesday. The Lego one's going to be good for a few weeks and more are coming. So you may as well order before the good stuff sells out, I always say. I don't always say it. I say it once in a while, like when I'm talking to you. Speaking of which, this ad needs to end. So thanks for listening to this advertising segment. Toy news! Gentle Giant new items are posted, including March 2013 releases, the Psy Snoodles bust, the Venom bookend, the Gandalf mini bust, Jumbo Kenner power droid figure, Walking Dead zombie army men, and AT-AT bookends. The zombie men from Walking Dead are like the little green soldiers, only a little bit more expensive, but not as expensive as most of Gentle Giant stuff, so it's a pretty neat item. Star Wars Angry Birds plush from Commonwealth and plastic from Hasbro are now up for pre-order if you haven't already ordered yours. Hasbro is doing collectible figures plus a game-like Jenga set, as well as the plush from Commonwealth, which are plush. Terminator 2 fans, we have a Cyberdyne coffee mug with a logo that looks like it came from the Cyberdyne offices. It's really cool. I'm a big fan of any consumer good that looks like a prop in a movie. And for about 10 bucks, it's pretty darn nifty. The font looks like it came out of the software from the day. If you remember a lot of software catalogs from that era, and I do, it seems right at home. Oh, Funko's doing a Ted talking bobblehead, which I'm sure is going to be a huge, huge hit. Speaking of huge, NECA has a massive Captain America First Avenger quarter-scale action figure, and it looks like it'll be about $90. That's because it's 18 inches plus tall. It looks pretty great. It's got over 20 points of articulation. It's just big! And if you want, you know, you could collect a bunch of little figures, and that's some of what I do. But another option is to buy one really big figure, and you have that in your game room or home theater. And NECA's been doing a lot of these quarter-scale figures over the years, and they're really good sellers and impressive and big. So if you want to get in on that action, I'd suggest pre-ordering now. And that's really it for this installment this week. I got other episodes to record for you. You can follow me on Twitter at EntEarth, E-N-T-E-R-T-H. You can go to see us on Facebook. We've got a lot of stuff coming up for Black Friday, but we're not really going to wait. There's really no reason to hold off and do all of our sales then, so we're going to start doing stuff basically starting around Halloween. So keep an eye on our website for lots of special offers. We're running some right now, and we're going to run a lot more later. So thanks for listening. Thanks for your business. Thanks for mentioning the podcast when you check out, because it makes me look good. And I'll see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.